Ever since I was a little girl, I always loved playing with dolls. There's something about it that I was never quite able to put my finger on, that appealed to a part of me, buried deep down within. It wasn't the simple love of Ken and Barbie that other girls my age had. For me, there was more to it than that. Looking back, of course, it's easy to see what it was that I found so enticing. It was the complete control that I had. When I would talk to my friends, they were always interested in building the collection of toys to accompany their dolls. The next playhouse or accessory line or whatever trinket was new on the market. But that's not what appealed to me. See, I was satisfied to play with the dolls I had. It wasn't about beautifying them for me as much as it was the thrill I got from bending these little, lifelike people to my will. Seeing what poses I could put them in, the myriad of ways I could shape them, play with them, control them. I was the same when I was playing with friends. In all our games, I had to be the one in charge, giving the orders which must be followed to a T, enforcing all the rules of whatever game we were playing. Over time, I garnered a bit of a reputation as a control freak, a stickler for the rules. But I never viewed that as a negative. As we grew older, some of my friends joked that I had a kink for control. They had no idea how right they were. I always remember the first time I discovered what dollification was. I had been searching the net, browsing a variety of kinky forums and websites, when I came across the link which would change my life forever. It was a video, one made by a famous porn studio, with two women in it. One of them was the mistress in the scene, and the other, her doll. She had her doll strung up with ropes tied to her arms and legs in an elaborate form of rigging that left the poor girl completely helpless, unable to move of her own accord. She was trapped, a pretty doll in a perfect green dress. By pulling on the ropes, Mistress was able to completely control how her doll behaved, and so the video continued with a helpless doll being forced to dance for her mistress or hold a variety of degrading poses. And all the while, the mistress laughed as she played with her, teasing Dolly as she bent her to her will. Seeing that video was like finding a missing piece of myself, the way Mistress masterfully exerted her control over her toy. The gentle degradation and mocking words she deployed as she did so. It was everything I had desired but never realized. With a single scene, I had discovered the answer to why all my previous relationships has failed me. Even when my partners had been willing to try bondage or submitting to me, it had never clicked in the right way. And now I knew why. I didn't just want my partner to submit to me. I wanted to own them totally, to control them completely. I didn't want a boyfriend. I wanted a doll. The problem, of course, is that it's extremely difficult to find boys willing to throw away their lives to become one of my toys. Thankfully, a girl like me doesn't need her toys to be willing. That's the other thing I discovered while searching online. With enough money, time, and resources, it's not that difficult to make a pretty boy disappear. And I happen to have all three. It did take me a while to work up the courage to gather all the required resources and pull the trigger on my plan. But eventually, I couldn't resist. My first victim was a shy one who often caught the same train as me. He'd stare out the window as he listened to some inane podcast. a pretty little smile playing across his lips, and often dreamt of taking that face and playing with it, using my fingers to poke and prod and bend his expression to my will. And so, one day, I hopped off the train at his stop, followed him home, and claimed him as my own. A simple tranquilizer was enough to knock him out, and from there, it was just a matter of transporting him back to my place for the surgery. As my first doll, I'm willing to admit that I made some errors. The modifications I inflicted upon him were extensive, and perhaps not entirely necessary. Inserting an entire skeletal system which I could control via remote opened up a lot of fun opportunities, but was a mite excessive. That being said, nothing can compare to the thrill I received when he woke up for the first time, his panic eyes darting back and forth as I moved his pliable body into a pose fitting for his new position on display in my bedroom. Terror etched in his gaze as I explained his new lot in life to him. It may seem surprising that I went to all that effort just to put him on display, not to use him as my fuck doll or cock sleeve, but that's part of the thrill of it all. If I really wanted, I could have any man wrapped around my finger, willing to fuck me however I want, or be fucked by me in a multitude of degrading ways. But there's no fun in that. No, what I crave is control, complete and total power over someone. And what greater control can one exert than to own another's body entirely and leave it neglected? Just seeing him trapped there, the first object in my collection, unable to do anything but stare in mute frustration, his limbs frozen in place thanks to the surgery I forced him to undergo, that made me more aroused than any of the kinky little games I could have played with him. Of course, I did occasionally play games with him. Every now and then, I teased that cock of his, the one bone my remote couldn't control, getting him close to the edge before denying him release. All to show that every aspect of him was mine. I owned his body, his mind, even his orgasms. But even with him as my perfect doll, I still felt there was something missing. After all, Ken isn't complete without a Barbie. So, after a few months of playing with my dolly, I began to hunt for another one to make my own. Eventually, I decided my Barbie would be a colleague from work, a department head who loved to look down on her underlings, and who I was certain nobody would miss. Admittedly, she was a riskier target, but I couldn't help myself. The thought of humbling her, stripping her of all the control and power she had, and making her entirely subservient to my will was too tempting a proposition. And that's not even mentioning the way her blow-up doll aesthetic meant I wouldn't need to make any adjustments to turn her into a perfect Barbie doll. In the end, it was surprisingly easy to get her alone. A simple offer of after-work drinks allowed me the opportunity to slip something extra into her wine, and once that was done, getting her home was a breeze. Nobody looks twice at a bus de blonde, leaning on her friend for support on the way home. Everybody just assumed she had one too many to drink. Unlike my Ken, I didn't need to do any surgery on Barbie. In the time since I made Ken mine, I discovered a wonderful little drug that strips any poor soul unlucky enough to ingest it of all independent motor control. Put simply, it turns them into pliable little playthings. Once I had Barbie nice and secured at home, it was a simple matter of setting her up with daily injections delivered by the base of her display stand to keep her nice and compliant. When she first came to and realized the gravity of her situation, I could tell she wasn't happy. The tears she shed absolutely delectable. If I had any doubts about turning my boss into my slutty little doll, that certainly made them all go away. Waking up every morning to see her smiling face, mouth wide and grinning at me while those dead eyes stare vacantly forward. All the fight in her having long since vanished. Nothing can compare, except perhaps seeing the expression that my Ken has. His eyes certainly aren't vacant. Every day, I see a conflict raging in them. Terror, arousal, and shame all combining into a heady cocktail of emotions all trapped, waiting to escape. It's the most arousal that interests me. Terror and shame. I understand that arousal is intriguing. I can't help but wonder, is he starting to enjoy his predicament? I certainly hope he isn't. After all, what gives me the most pleasure is the fact that he has no choice in this matter, that I force this circumstance upon him in that matter, how much he may object, he can do anything to change it. If he were actually to start to appreciate his circumstance, well, that may make him a defective dolly, and I'd hate to have to get rid of such a pretty little toy. Although, it is always the most fun bringing in a toy. Perhaps this is a sign. After all, I have been looking for an excuse to add another doll to my collection. This may be exactly the opportunity I'm looking for.